Welcome to Aging Info Radio for caregivers, seniors, and those concerned about their aging journey. You're listening to WJJG AM 1530, Chicago's hometown station, owned by the awesome Joe Gentile. We are also streaming live on the web at WJJGAM1530.com. I am Sue Zawacki, your host, and thank you again for listening to Aging Info Radio. My show today is about consumer rights and disaster preparation, and I'm sure one time or another in your life you may have felt frustrated by what happened or is happening to you in a consumer situation. Some things you know it would be best to let slide, but at other times you know you are not being taken care of as a consumer. What should you do and how do you get it resolved? Then, if you have a disaster in your home, you know that there will be many businesses that you'll have to deal with, and chances are it may not all go as smooth as you want. I have always believed that you choose your battles and you win your wars. And in doing so, when necessary, I think you should. You may recognize this music from the popular television program Fight Back, and if you choose to go to war with a consumer, I have the right man to get on your side. My first guest today is David Horowitz, who is the creator, host, executive producer of the popular television program Fight Back, and since 1972, he has been at the forefront of bringing consumer issues into public awareness. David has won 15 Emmy Awards for his Fight Back television series, documentaries, and news programs. To honor his consumer reporting, he has received over 400 awards from government industry and citizens groups. And over his career, David has been an on-air reporter at NBC, ABC, CBS, and CNBC, where he has received accolades for his courageous reporting tactics. And David is calling in to WJJG from Los Angeles, and he is not a newcomer to our state. He attended Bradley University, being the first to receive a bachelor's degree in journalism from there, and years later received a doctorate of human letters from Bradley, along with an auditorium with his name on it. He got his master's from Northwestern, graduating with highest honors. And truthfully, David has done so much in his life. I could probably spend an entire show today talking about his background. He is extraordinary. Welcome, David, to Aging Info Radio.
Well, nice to talk to you, too, Sue. And I love what you're doing out in where you are now because, you know, the people that you work on are people who really like to listen and also like to learn, and also do not want to be put themselves in when they're out shopping and with the doctors and all the things that we're now open to in this in the place where we are in our life. So, you know, I have a lot of stuff to talk about. All you got to do is ask the questions, and, of course, the people in the audience have things they might want to ask also. So I'm here to let you know what you need to know.
That's right. For any of our listeners out there, if you want to ask David Horowitz a question, give us a call here at WJJG at 708-493-1530. And before we get started with the questions, David, during every conversation, you speak so highly of your wife, Susan, who I believe you told me you were you've been married 37 years.
And 36. You know, the funny thing is we don't know how many years we have been married.
Maybe that's a good thing, right?
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Well, I think you should send her some X's and O's over the air. She's been there for a long time with you.
Well, she is absolutely super, as best as anyone could have to be not only behind me, in terms of telling me what to do, but also to be out in the market and taking care of all the things that people need to know in order to shop, in order to be well, in order to not let themselves get all screwed up. You know, that's good.
Yes, well, it's always very heartwarming to hear you talk about her. Now, you have such an extensive background. I would like for you to highlight some of the things in your 35-year career.
Well, there are a lot of things I've done, and I don't want to make people feel, oh, he's going to talk himself all the time. But you know, I've been out there for a long time, first of all, with our show on the air, which was on for, let's see, it's been so long. It was actually almost 18 years that we were on the air. That was with FightBack.com. And before that, I was the creator of the show and also did a lot of other things. And some of them you might know about, and some of them you might not know about. I'm not going to keep you up listening to what I'm going to talk about there. But, you know, I enjoy probably about 18 years in syndication with my show all over the United States. And I also was on many, many things for NBC, and you said for ABC and CBS, and did a lot on journalism, writing, books, and all sorts of things that have kept me going, including going and fighting for the people of age who really needed someone to take them and bring them to a place, particularly in where the government is today, to try to get them taken care of. And that, to me, is very, very important, because we get a lot of people on our programs who need problems to be taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
And nowadays, there aren't enough people to do it, and enough people out there who know where to go to, how to do it, how not to get taken care of in a way that they should be taken care of, and how to go and say, look, I'm not going to let anyone take advantage of me, because I know that I can fight back. And that fight back doesn't mean you're going to hit somebody or push them around. It's going to mean that when you're finished, knowing what to do, that you will be walking out there and saying, you know, no one's going to push me, because I know what to do if I need to do it, and I am learning for myself. And that's why there are so many places out there now with seniors and other people who need help and are going not only to learn how to do it, but doing it out in the marketplace, and that's really where it is and where it needs to be so they're not getting taken advantage of.
Now, I'm just curious, David, did something happen to you personally which turned into an aha moment and caused you to start your Fight Back program?
Yeah, it actually did, because I was out in for NBC for almost 3 years at war. And when I got back, I decided I wasn't going to go back for another 3 years for NBC. And so what I did, NBC said, well, put something out there that you can do. And I had done shows like this for many years on radio and on television. And what they said, why don't you put this together in a show? And so NBC said, do it. Go do it. So we went and started doing it. And the first week we were on the air in Los Angeles, we had about 17,000 people who were sending letters that they needed help. And it just, you know, it just floored them. They said, what in the world is going on here? And I said, well, you asked me to go out there and ask them if they have any problems and things like that, things they want to answer as far as questions are concerned. Well, here we are on the air. So they started putting me on at five times a day on the local news. And then on the weekend, I pulled up a show that was a local show, which became Fight Back with David Horowitz years later, and we did it for a long, long time. We had a big group of people who really wanted to learn what was going on, and you want to know something? Today, the same people and their children are still out there on our shows, and it really is nice to know that people are learning, and they're also not forgetting what they learned out there for all these years of the things we do, and we still continue to do that. And the thing is that people want to be out there, particularly what's going on in the world today. You can't move, you can't do anything without really knowing what you have to do, how you have to do it, what you're going to have to pay, where do you go to get help, if you need help when you're sick, where do you go to get anything done, has become higher and higher and higher for most people out there, because a lot of people, you know, all of us are out there saying, hey, you know something? We are now at a time in our life where we need help just as badly as we never got it when it was before, and now is the time to try to find people to help you. And that's what we in our company know, that that's where we're going. And of course, I'm very much in, I'm doing it with a lot of companies across the country to help people get things done so that they're not thrown out there and so that they're not getting hurt by anything in the marketplace where they buy things or from doctors or from anyone else there who can let us know and let themselves know where they live, how they can fight this off.
Now, I'm sure with you being a consumer advocate for over three decades, you've seen trends with the consumer problems. What are the current trends right now?
Well, you know, one of the things that's really awful are the scams that are coming against seniors. And, you know, the thing is, you've got to know what to do. And a lot of people do not know what to do. And I can give you all sorts of things that are going out there. People are losing their where they live. They don't have houses anymore. And what we have tried to do is to go into the companies that are doing these things to try to help them. But in case they can't help them, is to help them find out what's going on first before they get themselves into trouble. And that has been something number one. Because, you know, lately we have found people losing their houses, and it's not stopping. It's not stopping. We had one case from a woman who had tried for 2 years to keep her house, and she could not do it from the bank because the bank kept giving her things. Well, we're going to do it tomorrow. We're going to help you with this. We're going to do that. So she came to us for help. And what we did, I went to the bank, and I talked to the head of one of the major banks in the United States and told him how these people are not being treated and not saving their homes because the people at the banks are not knowing what to do and how to do it. And one of these cases, I talked to the president. I told him what was going on. He sent people to us, to our office, that is not, you know, in foot, but told us, here's what we can do. Tell us how they're not getting taken care of. And the simple was that they were working in these banks and did not know how to fulfill what the people needed to be able to keep their houses. And what we did, because of this one woman who was really smart, she came forward and said, well, I know I can do this. Just tell me what to do and where to go. And what the bank did is they went and took all the people who were working in that bank and made sure that they all knew what to do with these people who were losing their houses because they didn't know what to do, and the bank had people working in it that didn't know what they were talking about. And, you know, the bottom line of this is she's not only keeping her house, but they paid her a couple of $1,000s because of all she went through for almost 3 years to try to save her house and got it before it was going to go down. So that's the kinds of things that are going out for people out in the market, and that's things you have to know about. But where do you go to get information like that when you go to a bank or someone else and say, hey, help me, help me, help me? You know what you get? Usually nothing.
They pass the buck on to the next person because, like you said, a lot of them don't know how to do that or they don't want to take the time to do it.
Well, we had a case, very interesting case. There was a woman who was in a problem and was going to the bank, and she said, I called the bank, and I'm afraid to go over there. And I said to her, do not throw that away. Being afraid is not going to help you anything, and here's what I want you to do. And I gave her the information that she had to go to the bank where she was really ready to just be hit out and losing everything. I said, what haven't they done? And she said, lately they haven't done anything. We're ready to go under, and they just come every month to get more money from us to keep it open so they can sell our house. And I said, I want you to do something. And she said, what? I said, when's the last time you went to the bank? And she said, the last time I went to the bank was about a week ago. And I said, what'd they do for you? She said, I didn't go. I was so afraid I didn't go, and I wasn't talking to the right person. I said, well, let me tell you something. This is what I want you to do. I want you to go to the bank, drive your car there, go into the bank, find out who in the bank is in charge, tell them what's going on, and bring back the paperwork, because she had never been in the bank to tell anyone anything about. She said, I'm not sure I can do it. I said, well, if you can't do it, no one's going to do it for you. So she went to the bank, and when she went to the bank in her car, she started to cry and couldn't go into the bank. She called me and said, David, what do I do? What do I do? I said, now, you get on the phone, and every hour that they hold you down, you go after them and ask them what is going on and tell these people one by one what's going on. She says, I'm afraid. They might not do anything. I said, do not be afraid. You will find somebody, and I will help you do it. And I gave her places to go in the bank. And you want to know something? 6 hours later, she told me, my house is saved. I said, what do you mean your house is saved? She said, I found this gentleman who was going to do it. He was about the fourth one in and knew what he was talking about, and it saved my house. Well, of course, she told me that. I was just awed. But, you know, she was walking around afraid. And you cannot be afraid in this market. You need to know where to go, and how to take care of it to put yourself in there, and that's how you have to fight back. And you cannot stop. You must do it. You can't fall back and say, I'm not going to do it. You can't go to your children, or you can't go to people that you know who might be able to help you. You can't sit home and say, what am I going to do? You have to go out there, even if it means people in your family are going to help you. You must do it. And if you can't do that, you're in trouble.
That's right. Fight back. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break. This is Aging Info Radio, and I'm with David Horowitz, the man that you want to know about if you have a consumer problem. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Divine Providence Home Health Care brings quality medical care home, where recovery is faster and where patients want to be. Medicare rates Divine Providence as one of the country's best home care providers, offering patients independence with custom care. Once a patient qualifies for home care, Medicare pays 100%. Divine Providence Home Health Care therapists, RNs, social workers, and home health aides work throughout Chicago. They are experts in rehabilitation, in-home laboratory testing, and post-surgical care, among many other services. Doctor's home visits can also be arranged. For the best possible recovery, call for a free consultation. 855-4-CARE-AT-HOME or 855-422-7328. For patients of Divine Providence Home Health Care, nothing heals like home. Call 855-422-7328.
Attention wartime veterans and spouses. Are you getting the veterans benefits you deserve? VA pension with aid and attendance pays up to $1,949 a month to help you pay for in-home care or community-based care. Call WealthCare Consultants at 800-213-8469 to determine your eligibility. 800-213-8469 or visit our website at aid-attendance.com. That's aid-attendance.com. WealthCare Consultants is not affiliated with the Veterans Administration.
Dr. Donald K. Lehman's 3 decades of research has given us the metabolic system. Burn fat naturally using your own metabolism. Nourish, protect, and build lean, healthy muscles. Halt the endless cycle of cravings and crashes. The metabolic system will be the very last stop in your weight loss journey. Call me for your free gift, 855-LEAN-LIFE. Correct your metabolism, 855-LEAN-LIFE.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio, and if you want to eat healthy and would like 21 delivered fresh meals, never frozen, call 800-442-DIET for Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating. You can also go to the AgingInfoRadio.com, our website, and click on their ad, which will take you directly to their website. And speaking of consumer satisfaction, when you call Seattle Sutton, you always get a live expert. You don't have to go through 7 prompts to get to somebody. I'm speaking with David Horowitz, our fight back man. And David, when we're on commercial break, I have Norris Barron here in the studio with me. Norris is my second guest today, and Norris has a question for you.
David,
okay, I read some of his book, which is pretty good, too.
It's a great book.
Thank you, David. One of the things that occurred to me was when people have a consumer issue and they're about to fight back, I find, and I tell this to my wife all the time because she's our resident fight back person in our household, I always tell her, you need to make sure that you have a real clear idea as to what the outcome is that you want when you start getting into a controversy with an organization or a business or an airline or whatever it may be. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's good, but you know the thing you need to do to start out with is not to go to them, but to find out in advance what they offer, how much does it cost, what are they falling themselves into? And the only way to do that is to have something that you can go to first before you even go in there. And the other thing that is most important is never give any of these people that are trying to sell you anything any money in advance unless you know what you have and what you're going to have to get and what's going to happen if it isn't really what you want. And, you know, that's one of the things that we have that really hits the seniors in our marketplace, because they don't know, and they get swung into all these things that are just too much money, and in the end they can't get their money back, they don't get what they want, and they feel like they've been taken. But the thing about being taken is to wonder in advance what they're selling, how much it costs, what's going to happen if it doesn't work, how do you return it, and all the things that you need to know as though you were out there in the marketplace just going and buying your food for each month that you need to eat. And people don't really want to go and get that. And these people out in the street that are selling things that look really wonderful, and I'm not talking about sidewalks, I'm talking about selling in the street actually things for people who cannot afford to go to a doctor and buy those things to use them without a doctor, without even finding out by going to a drugstore or some other place to try to find out whether this stuff is good or not, and most of all is to go to your doctor and with all the things that are wrong with you and let them know what in advance you're going to bring there so that you can get a time to be with the doctor and also bring back the papers and all the things from the other things that they've had and what they're taking at that time, so you go to the doctor and someone will take care of you without you having to sit out there for hours and not be able to get to the doctor at all. I mean, it's such a long thing out there for what's going on that people don't just take the simple way to get to it.
Mm-hmm. Now, with it being summertime, David, what are some of the ways that people can have safe travels? Because there's a lot of things that occur traveling. In fact, I believe on your website you have a story about a couple that went on a cruise line.
Yes.
Or got tickets, and I'd like you to address that. But what are some of the tips that people can use to be safer?
Well, first of all, if you're going anywhere, what I tell people to do, and a lot of times they do it and they're saved by it, and that is don't go anywhere without having insurance. And the cases out there on ships and all that where people go in and they say, well, I don't need that insurance, you know, it's going to cost X number of dollars, and, you know, I'm going to be okay and all that stuff. When on ships, you can be really in trouble. If you get sick, really sick on a ship out somewhere in anywhere in the world that they're going on, and you don't have any insurance, you're in trouble. Because someone's going to have to send you back to the United States or to a hospital or something where they can take care of you, and you're going to have to pay for it. And if you don't have insurance, it's going to cost you not only a lot of money, but it will also stop you from getting people from the United States to go on ships, doctors, who will be able to do that and pay for it. You would pay for it, and it could be something that can halt your life if you don't do that. And a lot of people don't think, well, it's going to cost money and all that kind of stuff.
It doesn't cost a lot, though. I know from my own experience of traveling to Europe, my husband has asthma, and I said, we're not leaving the country without medical insurance. And it really was so inexpensive and freeing to know that you had it. And the company was so great, they set us up in every city, 3 medical facilities that we could get to go in and use it if we needed it.
But seniors don't want to spend the money, and I'm not saying that as a nasty thing. They say, well, we'll be okay, we're going to go on the ship, and so on and so forth. And, you know, also things that happen that you need to be prepared for is a lot of these ships that are out at sea have things that go wrong in terms of what they're cooking, and they, people get sick from the food on these ships, and they're not far from land, and sometimes if you can't get there fast enough, you could really hurt yourself and not have anywhere to go or people to really ambulance to pick you up if you're not really someone who knows what's going to protect you. And also, a lot of these companies that have these ships that do carry things that are not good to eat and stuff like that, where they could really put people who are ill or seniors who can't handle it inside. And what happens if they finally do get to you, finally, and they say, okay, we're going to let you off the ship now, you know, after we make sure that everyone's okay, and you get off the ship, and you're sick from what happened now, and you get really sick again, and you also want to know how you're going to pay for it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And, you know, people do not understand it, and a lot of these ships also will not give you your money back.
Now, what happened with the celebrity, the cruise ship couple?
All right. What they did is they got off the ship, right, while this was happening. And it was an unbelievable ship that was filled with people who were so sick from what they had on that ship because of the places they were going to and so on and so forth. Well, anyway, they said, first of all, the woman's husband was sick, and she had to get him off the ship, and that cost money. Second of all, she and her husband, after all of this was over, they said, I can't go on a ship again. I mean, I'm afraid if my husband is elderly, I'm older, and I'm afraid to go on a ship now. I want to get my money back. And the ship did not want to give her money back. And her husband had really sick. And her husband said, well, what do we do? We can't go on the trip. Well, how do we get our money back? Well, they were able to push fast enough because of some things that they had on that ship that they could get off and show what was going on. And finally, what they did is they sold the money that they had coming back to themselves to someone else, but they couldn't get all the money back, but at least they got something back without really understanding how these things were. So I wanted to know how many people would do that. You know, you get sick on a ship, and then you get off the ship, and you're sick again. And the ship that you were on, they did not give you anything back in terms of, one, what you had, the sickness, two, whether you get your money back.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't do that in advance to find out what will happen in a situation like that.
Now, what about other places to travel as far as, like, credit card security or any other tips in the area of travel?
I want to tell you something. Be careful of anything you do. And if you go on a travel like that, I suggest if you in your neighborhood where you live have bought your trips before that and they were good for you, I would spend a little more money, make sure that the people that you know in the place where you live will take care of you when you're here. If anything goes wrong on the plane, if anything goes wrong on the ship, or any of the things you're going and seeing when you're getting out of the United States, you could always pick up the phone from them and find out if something goes wrong, like you go to a place and you can't get into the hotel you're in. What are you going to do? You're going to go back to the company that sold it to you if you don't even know who they are, because it's one of these things that you're paying a little more money for? Those are the things you really have to think about when you go out there. And, you know, it's something also to know that if you're going out there with people who need to take things every day for the things that are hurting them and some of the problems that they have when they're back in the U.S., and they don't have the things that they need to help them,
mm-hmm.
then what are you going to do? You're going to go looking around in some place in God knows where to try to find it because you didn't take it with you, or something that you took that you didn't know whether it was good or not. You have to take these things and bring them with you. And a lot of people do this, but a lot of people don't, and they're really in trouble and sometimes can really go beyond being in trouble. A lot of people like that could really be sick.
I've also heard that taxis can really take people for a ride and not a ride in the right direction when they're traveling.
Oh, that's easy. And, again, if you were doing this with people who are in your neighborhood where you bought the trip from, and where you had what you needed to make sure that you're gonna lose anything like that on a trip. You want to make sure that you have someone out there who has sold you something out with that thing that will hold you over if, in case there's any problem like that.
So maybe even setting up the ride from the airport to the correct hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, because, you know, a lot of times you go to a hotel that you want to have a somewhere in that hotel which is beautiful with a place that you could see out of the windows and all that, and you get there, and you're sitting in a place where it isn't even in the hotel. You're mm-hmm. sitting in a place in a dingy room in the second floor of a place that was supposed to be four floors up that are filled. And during the summertime, when everyone is trying to go there, what do?
Mm-hmm.
You say, I'm going to go to another hotel, and you can screw up your whole thing and not make it a pleasant thing where you're just going out to be in a place where you can enjoy what you thought you were going to enjoy.
Yeah, sometimes you have to give up 2 days just to get back on track, and that's no fun on a vacation.
Or yeah, I know, but what I'm saying is if you had someone from back in the United mm-hmm. States, because we've had cases like that, where the people who they bought the trip from, what they do is they go after the person at the hotel or these other places, because you are being taken care of someone in your neighborhood or the area you are, and they know what they're doing with these places in advance.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you have someone to play with, thinking, well, if something happens back there, I have someone who's going to get me to a better place, more trip, or what I'm supposed to get for the money that I'm paying.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, David, we're going to take another quick commercial break, and we will be right back. This is Aging Info Radio, and I'm with David Horowitz.
When my father fell and broke his hip, I knew the time had come. He could no longer be left alone. We thought about having him move in with us, but my husband and I both work full-time, and with two kids in college and our own retirement on the horizon, every dollar counts. Worrying about Dad was keeping me up at night, distracting me at work during the day. I didn't know where to turn. And then I heard about Suburban Home Care. They hire licensed certified nursing assistants and home health aides to come into your home for as little as 2 hours a day, up to round-the-clock care. Dad made it very clear he didn't want to go into a nursing home, and I don't blame him. Now, I can sleep easy at night and work more focused during the day, knowing that Dad is safe in the comfort of his own home and in good hands. It's one of the best phone calls I've ever made. Because I care, I chose Suburban Home Care.
For more information, call 630-964-9000. That's 630-964-9000. Or visit them on the web at suburbanhomecare.com.
Can you believe how much everything costs these days? From medicine to groceries, just to name a few. If you're a homeowner 62 years of age or more, a government-backed reverse mortgage might be just the thing to help you with your expenses. Imagine eliminating your current mortgage bill or credit card bills, or maybe get a monthly check to pay for needed expenses like caregiving so that you can remain in your home. If you're an aging couple, what happens when you lose your spouse and their Social Security goes away? Why not meet with a local representative and learn more about how reverse mortgages work? Maybe it's something for you. Mortgage Enterprises Senior Division, Senior Lending Options, has reverse mortgage representatives that will meet with you in the convenience of your home at no charge or obligation. Call Senior Lending Options today for a free brochure or to arrange a meeting. 630-571-5600. That's 630-571-5600. Mortgage Enterprises, NMLS number 194215.
Is living independently important to you? Would you like to remain in your home but worry that help won't be there when you need it most? Speak to Robert Rivera. He and the folks at ADT have protected American homes and businesses for more than 135 years. And now, through its companion service, you will feel the same security, knowing that you can obtain emergency help with just the push of a button. ADT's companion service can provide stress-free independence while you remain in the comfort of your own home. Once installed, you will have two-way communication with trained ADT specialists, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Not only is ADT's personal emergency response system easy to use, but it comes with a lifetime service guarantee and flexible contract. For a free, no-obligation consultation, call Robert Rivera, 224-627-2111 for more information. 224-627-2111. Don't delay. Peace of mind is a phone call away.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio, and save the date of August 30th and 31st for the Senior Lifestyle Expo at Drury Lane in Oak Brook. We will be rocking in 50 style. You can get free tickets at seniorlifestyleexpo.org or by calling the Illinois Agency on Aging at 630-293-5990. I'm talking with David Horowitz from, he is our Fight Back man from the program Fight Back. And David, I'd like for you to give our listeners out there, do you have a protocol that you would say this is, something happens, and I'm sure all situations vary, but something happens, this is, you know, I always say do your homework and then go out and, you know, confront the person or talk to the person. What do you recommend?
All right, you know what I'm going to do, and this is really important, because a lot of people fall into a place where I have things that I tell them to how to get out of it and what to look out for, and that is when they're shopping primarily. I always say, keep all the boxes your gift came with, all right? Don't be frontal. Don't try to get understood from somebody who's not understanding you, and go to someone in the store that you can talk to find out what's going on. Then tell them exactly what you want done. You should do that. And also, don't give up. That's my favorite thing, is do not give up. No matter how many hoops that you have to jump in through, do it. Also, know the rules of the company. That's very important when you shop, and a lot of people don't know that. You will be wasting your breath if you are asking them to break policy, and that happens all the time. This, by the way, is not only for people who are seniors, but this goes for everybody who shops. They should know about this. And we have a lot of problem where people do that, and they don't know what to do. All right? Next thing is, keep records of who you talk to and when you talk to them. Very important. And finally, your last option, bring in a three-party who's really in that company for assistance. And also, if you can't get anything done, then what I suggest you do is you go to a place like Fight Back or to some other place where they can help you if you really feel that you've been taken advantage of. And there are all kinds of ways to do that. And one of the places where I put a lot of these things out for them to know is with Costco. Every month I do a full page in that book, which is for people who belong there, but you can still see those things that will help them. And I'm not doing this to say, hey, go to Costco, but Costco has been having me do that in their stores for 12 years to help people, and not particularly to say go and buy it at Costco, because you are when you're doing it, but showing you how to not get taken advantage of.
Absolutely. Now, with your website, www.fightback.com, I would like for you to tell people what you do and a little bit about Ask David services and your fees, just
right.
So they know what...
I'll do that, because I'm not trying to sell anything, to be honest with you, but we've been doing this for years and years and years and years. And one of the things are, if people come to us with a problem, they come to me with a problem, and they need something to be done about it. The only things that we handle are from people who are really out there to have something done, and something done that they cannot do by themselves. And what we do is we will go after problems that people have and try to bring them to an end, and also make sure that they're happy about what happened. And we've done this, and you could go to fightback.com and see the numbers of people that we've done with this, and also what we have gotten them in return for the problems that they had from corporations all over the United States, because we deal with corporations where corporations say, well, I'm glad you brought this to us, because the people who are in that place do not know what the problems are.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to you to know that by coming to us, we're going to start using what you have told us for the other people who come in here who don't know about it. And mm-hmm. we're going to try to turn things over. And this has happened many times. Now, you want to say, how much does it cost? Well, we have two things. We have one, if you wanted to talk and discuss something very quickly, I'm saying, you know, you're not going to be there for an hour or so, it would cost $50 for us to get to do that. And then we also have one that is larger, which takes in a lot of people that we have, which will cost about $300, but we're talking about major things, like the woman who was losing her house and things like that, that take a lot of time and a lot of just digging in to find out what's going out, and also to let them know that we're on them to help them get whatever they're being treated by us into a way where they get back what the things are making them feel awful and not getting done. So that's basically it.
Well, those fees are very reasonable considering if you had to go to an attorney or file a court.
No. Let me say something. I don't do any. If you want to go to an attorney, you go to the attorney.
Mm-hmm.
But don't ask me to go to the attorney because I'm not practicing as an attorney, even
right.
though I went to college for that, too. And I don't do that. I say, look, if you want to go to an attorney and you were not taken care of by an attorney, I'm not going after any attorney. I will go, if you want to know something, like the phone company. The phone company has not fixed a phone in your house for 6 months, and that has happened, all right?
Mm-hmm.
What are they doing? They're charging me now $900. It hasn't been fixed. Where do I go? Who do I talk to? How can I get my money back? And things like that. Or automobiles, where you're having trouble with automobiles at places where they bought them and they're not being taken advantage of. Or we even have doctors, with people in hospitals and places like that where they were overcharged for things. We will go with that, not only with those people, but in the states where they're saying they're having the problem, because we do this all over the United States. And that is the important thing, where people can't go over that. We've even had police officers who have come to us when they're working on things that people were doing to find out for the police, and they lost things on an airplane. Now, how do you get that back without letting them know that you're a police officer who's trying to get back home with it so they can do something in court?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all these little things and major things are things that are out there that people come to us all the time. But we only accept them if there's something there that we can find out that can be done. And we will not ask for anything before that, and we will try our best to get back what you feel is yours.
Well, I we're getting short on time here, David. You're just so full of wisdom. I would like for you to real quickly tell our listeners about the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau.
Well, I want to tell you something, and you should take down a piece of paper and go to whatever you have in your neighborhood and find out that you can get this through the government. They will send you a book that will tell you everything that's going on, where you can go. It doesn't cost you anything. It's about a 60-page book that you get from them. They tell you where all the places are in the United States. And what they do is they also tell people what they can do, and this is with no, you don't have to pay for this.
Mm-hmm.
You where you can go to get in any state in the United States, who's there, who's going to help you, and they could read down about things that they need to know before they go out and shop, and also things that they need to know when they're trying to find the name of a place to go to find something where they are in the United States. So, and that's for free.
That's the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Now, where do you find that bureau at?
You can get it into anything that you can go into a store and ask for it.
Okay.
A U.S. thing that is in the government. They will give it to you. And the thing is that they're available every year. They come with a new part of it where things are brought up. And they're really very good, and they're in Washington, D.C., and you can send away from them. It takes about maybe 3 or 4 weeks to get it, but it's really something very good that you might be interested in. We even use it for people who we tell them we can't help them, but here's where you can do it for yourself from the government. We're not out there trying to say, oh, do this, pay this. We tell them where to go. And if you go to the United States in Washington, all you have to do is ask those people for a copy of that book.
Mm-hmm. Which
and
is a very...
They will send it to you for nothing if you get it through the mail. But if you're there, you could also pick one up if you're in Washington. If you're going on a trip there or seeing something like that, they'll give it to you.
Well, that sounds great. And your words of wisdom for the day pretty quickly. And you're welcome to stay on the line because my next guest is going to talk about when disaster strikes home. And we'll be right back. We're going to take our final commercial break. This is Aging Info Radio. And hang in there, David.
I'm Seattle Sutton, founder of Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating. There's only one bottom line in weight loss, and that is you take in a certain number of calories, and when you wear off more calories than that, you lose weight. Fad diets just don't work. Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating works because we serve you what you should eat for the rest of your life. If anybody calls and asks, "Do you guarantee I will lose weight?" You know what? We play no games. We tell them that if they order the 1,200 calorie plan and don't lose weight, they're either laying there in a coma not wearing off calories or they're cheating, because that's a fact. People appreciate that Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating tells it like it is. There are no gimmicks, no contracts to sign. Find us on the internet at seattlesutton.com. For more information and your nearest location, call Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating day or night. Call toll-free 800-442-DIET. That number again is 800-442-DIET. Call now. You'll be glad you did.
Americans lost billions in the stock market in recent years, yet investors could have realized gains of as much as 100% without risk, had they known about a unique strategy that Wealth Care Consultants, located in Oak Brook, Illinois, calls the Silver Bullet. The Silver Bullet strategy safeguards your savings in 3 ways. First, your principal is guaranteed against loss. Second, your gains are protected against loss. Third, you pay no taxes on your gains. No risk, no taxes. What can be better than that? To learn more, write this phone number down now. 800-213-8469. Call today to schedule your confidential, no-obligation consultation with Timothy Frisbee, President of Wealth Care Consultants. Once again, that number is 800-213-8469. Call today. You and your money will be glad you did. The Silver Bullet Strategy safeguards your savings 3 ways.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio, and if you are in need of home care, call Suburban Home Care. They're a veteran-owned agency and have been providing in-home care since 1995. They cover the entire Chicagoland area, and their number is 630-964-9000. Once again, that is Suburban Home Care. They are also on our website, and you can click on them on their ad, and it'll lead you directly to their site.
Check it out.
Hi, David. We are back, and I've got Norris here. Norris has written these books, a book and a workbook, and it's When Disaster Strikes Home, 101 Ways to Protect Your Family. And a little bit about Norris. He has more than 40 years experience working with CEOs and businesses of all sizes. He's a recognized authority consultant, speaker, trainer, and author of Risk Reduction, Business Growth, Strategic Management, and Management Issues. And he has made his career giving people straight talk on tough topics. Welcome, Norris.
Thank you very much.
Well, David, I don't know if you're aware of it, but we've had a couple pretty brutal storms here in Chicago. And actually, one was June 23rd, 2 tornadoes touched down. And then we had another one just this past Monday. And with the emergency conditions, I'd like to talk to Norris a little bit about that. What do you suggest? What are some of your suggestions that people can do to really prepare themselves for this?
You know, David, speaking to you and to the audience, I'm really fascinated by the consumer fight back approach. But one of the things that I've observed over the last several years, especially I think as a result of Katrina, is how in so many cases seniors specifically were the last ones to be the beneficiaries of services from what we always perceive as first responders. And I've taken a lot of time to try to get seniors to get a plan put together. So on the one hand, they fight back when they have a problem, but on the other hand, they need to be very proactive when there is an event, when there's a disaster, such as we've had here or in other parts of the country, because if they don't have the ability and have the information and the plan in place when they really need it, it may be something that is just going to really drag on them for days, and we have seen that before. What are your thoughts on that?
Are you asking about me?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of how you perceive the way we need to have our seniors better prepared, and talk more about how they should prepare for events like that.
Well, that's very important, and you know, the thing is that this is really funny, but I've written two books about that, and I would say to them, if you live in an area like that area, well, listen, in California, there's nothing that you really have to watch out for either. It's everything, you know, in terms of things that happen. And I did one for the state of California. I did a book on that about 8 years ago, and they're still using it. And what you're doing is absolutely right on the nose, because, you know, but the thing is, these people have to get you. I have a copy of your book, and I read it. These people have to know that your books are really wonderful books, and when you get them, read them, put in those books the things that you need if you have a problem that could be in your area. And don't wait for it. If you get the book, use the book, and God forbid you should need to use the book because you knew what's going on, that's fine too. But make sure that you know what's going on. But also, make sure that you read it, and not only read it once, but every once in a while, go through it and say, well, I've got to remember that, I've got to remember that, because when something hits somewhere, they're going to nail you, and you're not going to say, oh, I've got to go to page 42 to find out, when you might know in advance where to go. But your book is very good.
Well, he also has a workbook with it, which gives people the ability to really fill in their own information, such as, you know, seniors really need to compile a list of any or none of the medications, hopefully they're on, meaning none, and, you know, out-of-area phone numbers. Norris, you probably have a few more tips there, and you're the expert here, so go ahead.
Well, one of the things that I'm really concerned about, especially if there are caretakers involved in seniors, is to make sure that there's two-way communication, that the caretakers can communicate with the seniors in the event, perhaps, that they can't get to the seniors to take care of them. On the other hand, the seniors have to be in a position whereby they can get help if they can't get their caretaker to show up to help them. But, you know, you mentioned medications. One of the things that really concerns me is this power outage business and people that depend on power for medical equipment that needs to be operating. We need to have a plan to make sure that if we have a power outage, there is a backup way of being able to get power or to get a senior relocated where there is power. And these are some of the really big problems that occurred during Katrina and some of the other storms that have occurred in the last few years, is people are not prepared. So if they have to get out, they don't have with them what they need, like their eyeglasses and prescriptions and copies of their medical records and things like that, because sometimes you may never get back home, so you need it.
Just like if they have pets. I mean, not only seniors, a lot of seniors do have pets. For everybody, you know, do you have a plan, a backup there? What are you going to do with that situation?
One of the very first things I tell people when it comes time to have a pet is they need to have what's called, and David, you know this real well, they have a grab-it-and-go kit. It may be a plastic bag with a leash and a collar and a picture of your pet. So if you get separated, at least you can have that picture to show other people and say, hey, I lost my dog or my cat, and this is what they look like. Otherwise, your chances of reconnecting are not real good.
So putting together an emergency kit for all of our listeners out there, what would you compile in it?
Certainly, you want to. The first thing you want to do is you want to have a plan. And when I tell people to have a plan, it's real simple. You want to know what could happen in your community. Fire, flood, tornado, earthquake, whatever it may be. What could happen? Then you want to be able to have a plan, whether it be on paper or in a notebook. How are you going to respond? And then you need to assemble those things, like your medications, like your eyeglasses, like a flashlight, like a radio. The basic things that if you have, and water, if you have to get out of your house or apartment, at least you have those basic essentials that will keep you going.
Now, would you recommend storing them in your trunk of your car or just somewhere in your house that you can grab them and run?
You know, in California, and again, David, you know this real well, in California, people have at home, at their work, and in their car, in many cases, they have grab-it-and-go kits because you never know when an earthquake could be of the order of the day.
You know, and the funny thing is that about 8 years ago, I did one of those kits, and they went like, whoop, out there for your car and for your home and stuff like that. But also now, what is really interesting is in cars, you can get a system where if anything goes wrong, and I have one in my car, anything goes wrong, what you can do is you can call somebody who can direct you and help you if you've got to go to a hospital or things like that. And, you know, I think it's worth the money if you have a car that's about, oh, I don't know, going from about two years up when they started putting them in the car. But it's worthwhile if you're going to get another car, particularly if you're going to be with more than one person who's going to be taking care of you with you, who can talk to these people and tell them exactly where you are, what do you do, how do you get out of there, and stuff like that. And those are also fit in with what you have, because if you have it in the car and then you have to call somebody and say, okay, let's find out what we can do for you, that's two in one. So the book and that could work real well.
Mm-hmm. We also had so many people without power here, and that there was a lack of generators that they could even purchase. We were having there's been real crisis this week with the power outages.
Let me follow up on a point David just made. You know, David said call.
Mm-hmm.
It's an excellent idea to have a list of emergency numbers. Your doctors, your caregiver, family members, whatever phone numbers are important, they should be centrally located around your home, at bedside, on the refrigerator, wherever. So when a crisis occurs, you can have those numbers. One other thing, when I tell people, whenever I do any kind of training or programs, there are three things you must have at bedside every night when you go to sleep. You must have a flashlight that works. You must have a good pair of shoes so you can get out of your home if you had to. And you want to have a whistle. And a whistle is helpful, especially if you don't live alone. You can blow that whistle and wake people up. That's really a critical piece of information.
I think, too, if people get trapped, if there is a tornado or an earthquake and they're trapped, a whistle is another way for people to find them and rescue them.
Another point, people that don't have cell phones, get rid of at least one of those electric operating phones in your house and have one that's the old mechanical type. So when you lose power, if your phone can grab a dial tone, if the phone line is still working, you could still make a call or get a call. That's really critical also.
Absolutely. And you were talking a little bit about, so caregivers need to, the caregivers need to know all this stuff. I mean, if somebody is being taken care of, would the caregiver have this kit for them, or would you recommend that the seniors do?
The caregiver has to have the very same kind of plans in place that the people that they work for. So if a caregiver is going to be doing their job, then if they become involved in an incident and they can't respond to their charge, as it were, at least they should have a plan. They need to be able to make a phone call. They need to be able to make arrangements in advance. It's all about having a plan. What am I going to do if I have to get out of my home, my apartment? What am I going to do if there's a fire and I get evicted? What am I going to do if the power fails and I need electricity? How am I going to get help?
Yeah, like where are you going to stay? I mean, having a relocation plan or at least an idea of that if something did happen, I think that's also pretty critical.
Yeah, my last point would be that I think everybody needs to understand you are your own first responder.
Mm-hmm.
Police, fire, emergency services are not the first responder in the way I view it. You are the first responder. You're the first person on the scene. You need to have some way of being able to deal with issues initially, if you can, or you have to have somebody that you can get very quickly, whether it be a neighbor down the hall or across the street. You need have to have somebody in place.
Now, what do you recommend as far as others having keys to your home?
Well, certainly the caregiver needs to, and in all cases, you have to have somebody that you can trust that can get there quickly. I'm a big believer in these emergency medallions that people have around their neck or around mm-hmm. their wrist. I really like those services. I have one for my mother who is 90, and I got to tell you, it makes a big difference to have that. When you can't get to a phone, that's probably your only lifeline.
Now, we talked a little bit about having actual cash on hand. I know we're becoming a cashless society. What is your view there, Norris?
Well, a great example is during this last week, so many places were not open because they had no way of being able to record transactions. Having cash may be the only way of being able to carry on a transaction, whether it be for a gallon of milk or a gallon of gas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we have gotten to the end of our show today, and what would you give for your words of wisdom today?
My words of wisdom is think about having an emergency preparedness plan and then take the steps necessary to at least have it implemented when you need it.
That's great. And David, what would your words of wisdom for the day be?
When in doubt, make sure that you get it all out.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And once again, I'd like to thank both of my guests. David Horowitz, his website is www.fightback.com. He has great blogs on that website. He also provides, like he said, in the monthly Costco magazine under Consumer Connection, a full-page article. And Norris Barron, the author of When Disaster Strikes Home, and also his workbook. And his book says it's actually 101-plus ways to protect your family from the unthinkable emergencies. And thank you to my listeners today, my sponsors, WJJG AM 1530, and Jim, my most awesome programmer. And you can adopt Seymour, a fun-loving three-year-old terrier mix. This pooch is looking for a quiet home with an experienced dog lover. He absolutely loves tennis balls and playing fetch. You can call 773-935-PAWS or visit pawschicago.org and bring Seymour home. Stay tuned in to 1530 a.m. next Thursday at 1 o'clock. Aging Info Radio will be back. And you make it a great day. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
See the seasons turn like a heart. Your father's days are lost to you. This is your time here to do what you will do. Your life is now. Your life is now.